Hello, this is, what are we calling the show? Judd's Weekly Podcast?
No. This show is called The Weekly Wrestling Review. It doesn't matter. We could call it something else.
Fraser has some words I think you would like to say.
You look like having a migraine.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, no, it seems like so old-fashioned and old-timey.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the All-Time Wrestling Review. We'll see lots of great competition today here in the Grand
Mr. Hankey.
Anyway, Yo Gabba Gabba and Rama 1.5 were already taken.
Anyhow, basically, here's what the big news today is that CM Punk is injured and will not be competing at TLC pay-per-view against Ryback. The title won't be vacated. It will remain on CM Punk.
Any clear ideas of how long he'll be out for the surgery?
I don't think they have said anything. I think it was sort of... I haven't actually... If I was smart, I would look up the surgery and, you know, see how long it typically takes to recover from it, but...
Well, that's always wishy-washy, right? It depends
on the person. But you can get an idea. Like, if it's, like, fractured femur, he's not going to be back in action.
Well, it depends the fracture.
Well, there's been reports on WWE.com that apparently that he will be ready to face the Rock at Royal Rumble. So he will... Which, it's going to be about, what, 5-6 weeks until Royal Rumble, I would say, so... Yeah. He's got some time to recover by then.
Anyhow, the main event that's been made by Mr. McMahon, or rather, Mr. McMahon.
Is that
going to
be the main event, or is that the Cena Ziggler?
No, the main event, I think it is. Yeah. But I was just thinking, if you wanted to make it so that there is a championship defended on the thing, you could have Ziggler cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase, either successfully or unsuccessfully at the start of the...
Are you chewing gum again?
I will shove
Are you chewing gum again?
I was chewing gum.
The first 10 minutes of this is always like mumble, mumble, mumble because you're chewing gum.
Okay, basically.
Well, I want to ask you guys something, both of you guys, this question because is the WWE making the right decision not vacating the title off of CM Punk, do you think? Because I remember John Cena was in his predicament 5-6 years ago when he had that year long title reign and then he got hurt and then he had to vacate it the week after. He got hurt. So I'm wondering if this is the right move, because if CM Punk does need to take some time off, they might have to take the title off of him.
Well, I was going to say, like, I think with John, you take into account two circumstances. One is, how long were we planning on them holding the title? Because if they're going to lose the title at the pay-per-view anyway, then why would you bother? In fact, I think that's what a lot of people thought was going to happen to Cena. He'd finally lose the title to Orton. And then he got injured, so they vacated it. And with CM Punk, I think it was just a sign that, one, Ryback was not going to win at the
TLC pay-per-view.
And two, I think it's a smart move. Why would you vacate the title this close to having Rock versus CM Punk? Plus, you can also have Ryback having a chance at the
Shield, like all three of them?
Well, the matches. It's the Team Hell No and the Shield. So Team Hell No and Ryback versus The Shield. So
but they've officially announced that?
Yeah, that's the replacement. But I was just wondering, like... I was thinking to myself, like, what should we do with Cena? And because he's made a thing. I was thinking about giving him a reign with a lesser title. And if he's going to go with the World Heavyweight Championship, that might be a good move storyline-wise, because that... Not only is he strong, he's the leader of the thing, and you have him as the echelon, and he gives credibility to the World Heavyweight Championship.
That's a fair point. It depends. You know how much I dislike CM Punk being a champion this long, but even I will understand, for the sake of his story, he needs to be champion this long now. That's the whole point. So it wouldn't matter who it is, I don't think they can vacate it. It depends how long this thing goes.
You know, the irony is... like they were saying on WWE.com, this is pretty much how John Cena's title reign came to an end. At pretty much the same juncture, ties the record and has an injury.
It's sad, though, because I don't know how you would book the main event at TLC, because The Shield, I think it's too early for these guys to wrestle in like kind of like a big match like this, because I feel like they still haven't been to the point where people recognize these guys yet. And now, because of the injury to CM Punk, now you're bringing these guys at a pretty big stage now, and you wonder if these guys can excel at that stage so quickly, because Ryback is this monster, and storyline-wise, Ryback is the reason why Punk is getting surgery on his knee, but then The Shield has been taking out Ryback, they've been taking out Team Hell No, They've been taking a lot of people in the
WWE.
How
the hell did that happen?
So how do you book it out? How do you book that?
I watched like 2 hours of Raw, and apparently, and like, how?
What do you mean? You know, you know Tyler Black. Don't you remember when he saw Ring of Honor back in the day?
No. I mean, no. What?
You know who he is, right?
Judd, my point was this. They were just interfering in everyone's matches. I'm surprised they didn't, like, start,
get escorted out?
I'm surprised, like, they didn't, like, have, like, AJ, like, up for the powerbomb and then realize, oh.
Don't we all want to do that, though? I have one thing where someone just interferes in every... No. Interfere in every match. Don't we all want to do that? Like, WWE 12 stuff? Just run into every match?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
No, I just feel like, really I don't know how you can book it, because somebody has to...
I think it...
Can you book...
I agree with you. Here's the deal. I know a bit about them because back in Ring of Honor, Tyler Black was the champion. We saw him here in Toronto fight Davey Richards. He can wrestle. I'm sold on that. But like you said, even though he may have the technical ability, from a storyline perspective, he can't fight the Ryback because he's only debuted last week. You can't put a guy who debuted last week in the main event picture. It's more interesting when they're mysterious and we don't understand them.
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering because these guys, I know you guys know them because, you know, you're big wrestling fans, but
ROH.
ROH fans, yeah. But the typical wrestling fan, they might not know who these guys are because of that.
And even I who does know, I don't want to see them this quickly like that because it ruins the story for me.
Well, the thing is, I think they might have been going with the Shield aspect of it, but I think storyline wise, it might actually have got a bit cluttered. You have you have CM Punk, you have AJ and Cena. I don't even know what's going on there. That's how far below when you don't even know what their main guy's storyline is. That's how many storylines we've got going on. We got the Shield, we got Team Hell No, we got.
Ryback.
We got the Shield again with Team Hell No and Ryback. We got the Shield with Santino Marella. We've got... Oh, God. Well, I'm quite sold on Damian Sandow trying to find an apprentice.
Wait, what?
How? Oh, yeah.
I was doing something with Christmas boxes? I can't remember.
Oh, basically, he says his effort to... to educate the masses has been futile so far, but rather than focus on the masses, he'll focus on the individual. So he calls somebody from the audience, asks them two easy questions, and asks them a question like, what is the velocity of Europa, the third moon around Jupiter? I don't know, and he'll give them the answer and send them on their way and saying, you're an insult to this country, your city, leave. You're welcome. So anyhow.
You're welcome, you're an insult to this country.
But, so what else do we have?
Europa.
But it could make sense. I'm pretty sure S.H.I.E.L.D. will have to get involved with The Rock, because if you're going to do anything about the injustice in the WWE, that is a fairly legit...
So why would they accept, or why would the WWE allow them to wrestle on the program if they're just... Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Well,
they can't, because they're like... It's like, if someone's interrupting and sabotaging your stuff, you don't reward them with employment in your company.
Well, they... That ends right. Come on.
No, you're not officially
rewarded. You know what? What did they do with Brad Maddox?
They didn't. They messed with him.
By putting him in a match with Ryback. How is this any different? Well, it's different because there's also Kane and Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan has never been classified as a monster.
But Brad Maddox is one guy. These are three guys who are actually really good wrestlers.
So, and I'm just saying, I have high hopes, especially because it's a TLC match, and for the first time ever, according to Mr. McMahon, which is...
Oh, yeah, but...
Yeah. Mr. McMahon logic. It's the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania 25.
What's so big about this six-man match? Because...
Tables, ladders, and chairs, and Ryback, and...
Tyler Black, baby.
Yeah, but what's the payoff of it, though? Whoever wins...
It'll be a match.
Well, I understand it's going to be a good match, and I want to see it, too, but...
What's the payoff?
That's
revenge.
The problem.
Revenge is the payoff, which, to be fair... Awesome.
But the revenge should have been building.
Judd, we can't lament and say, why is the WWE... They're doing this because CM Punk's injured.
He ruins everything.
No, but that's...
You
could go two ways with it. You could just say, oh...
Hey, Sponge, get over here. How bad is CM Punk?
One of the worst I've ever seen.
Thank you. We'll have to edit. See, man on the street.
No, but you have two things. You could either go the whole, oh... Well, sorry. Guess we'll just have to make the Dolph Ziggler match of TLC. See you next week. Don't buy a pay-per-view.
I
in that voice.
Oh, man.
Or you could say, okay, well, we're building this, but you know what? We have something that's hot right now. We were trying to build it for 3 months. Let's just do it now. Let's go all out. Let's TLC it up.
Have you ever cooked something and taken it out before it's cooked for ages? That's why you don't do things before they're ready.
Yeah, I have when I'm microwaving stuff, and I got things done faster that way. So, yes, it can work both ways. And plus, you said you believe in Tyler Black being a good wrestler.
I know he is. I shot with my own eyes. We shot him live.
So, what do you have to worry about? I'm pretty sure...
Nothing.
Judd, there's been... I don't work for them. Quite a few times, there have been instances where, on storyline, on paper, it's not going... It doesn't seem to add up, and then the match hits, and...
People care.
People care, and vice versa.
If that's the case, if that's the logic we're going for, I don't disagree with you. If that's the case, then this match should make people care.
Well, yeah, so you... And about the finish, you know, it doesn't really matter. All... Like, you could... Pretty much, Ambrose, Roland, and Reigns are all tough guys. It will be a good slobber knocker type brawl.
Yeah. So if that's the case, I'm excited to see the match at least, which is a good thing.
And look at it on the bright side. How many more tables, ladders, and chairs are going to get used? And that is
true. Say.
More carnage. And
see, this is the pay per view. It kind of reminds me of last year's TLC match because when Cena wasn't on the card, they did a lot of big things in that pay per view. They had Ryder winning the U.S. title. They had Bryan winning the World Heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
Punk retained. I think now with Punk gone now at TLC, I think now WWE is going to think, you know what? We got to do something really huge here so mm-hmm. we can get people to buy our pay-per-view. And that could mean Ziggler. You know, I mean, if he can beat Cena, he might actually cash in Money in the Bank and win the title. I wouldn't even mind that because at least...
Well, he can't.
No, but on CM Punk's injured knee, he could do like a
no, no,
pitch.
He can't
World because he doesn't have the right briefcase. They're color-coded for your convenience.
Yeah, he can
oh.
He can go after the World Heavyweight title because it's blue.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What?
So he
no,
can...
okay, Judd, this was the whole premise of the Money in the Bank.
What? What a little useless
no,
thing.
No, this was the premise. It was... Everyone competes for the world. There's a briefcase for the World Heavyweight Championship that's defended. That's done at the start of the show. There's one at the end of the show for the
WWE. I forgot. It's been so long.
Yeah. Well,
so long he's held that shitty briefcase. I thought it was you could. What happened to the one which you could put into any title ever? That was
actually.
Cooler.
You know what?
That's what I think. That was what it originally was.
Was way cooler.
Actually, the story was originally Chris Jericho who came up with it. The storyline behind it was. I think it was like a Hollywood Dream match where you could be granted any wish you want, and it was supposed to be RVD who won it and wish for ECW to come back. Anyhow, that's ancient history. Mr. McMahon sort of didn't like the whole make-a-wish idea, which, pardon the make for
yeah,
wish
no,
first,
I get what you mean. Yeah, he didn't like the idea of like a genie bottle thing.
I don't like it either. It's magic!
I like Junior, yeah, but that if you can request three wishes, Mitch, it's
one,
it's, or one wish.
This is
same
be,
deal.
This is going to be the same storyline as last year's TLC. Big Show is going to win the title, like keep the title, and then he's going to lose it to Ziggler. No, he's going to lose it to the person that's going to cash in winning the bank.
I'm pretty sure, because this has been the way that WWE has been booking their shows lately, is open with the heavyweight title, close with the WWE title.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes, and you know, I was really disappointed in that because I'd like that diminishes the title. But that when I was disappointed in that, was at WrestleMania where, and I've always been Alberto Del Rio winning and then losing it to Edge was kind of pointless. I've always, yes, it's cliche, but guy wins Royal Rumble, wins title.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the formula. And I liked it better when it was main event WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship or WWE Championship. That's what I like to see because that meant something. It wasn't like, you know, I've had the WWE title before, but there's kind of Cena and The Rock and they're doing this thing, so yeah.
Yeah, I think they should do it back to back. World Heavyweight title is number two, and then the main event is WWE title.
I don't entirely disagree, but I'm thinking that if they've sort of gotten into the pattern, and it actually makes more sense than you would initially think, because you have in theory two quality wrestlers and
opening the show.
Yeah, you have two of your top tier athletes opening the show, followed by a bunch of crap, and then followed by two top tier guys ending the show, or in this case. Six top-tier guys.
Top-tier from other companies.
Two and a half top-tier guys. I'm not going to say anything more than that. I'm going to let our viewers argue over which ones I'm referring to.
Oh, okay, fine.
I have a...
Which ones are you referring? I haven't seen Dean Ambrose yet, or the other guy. I only can speak for Tyler Black. And I can speak. I like Ryback for what he is. I enjoy his matches.
To be honest, I'm not referring to. I wasn't referring to anyone in particular. I just wanted to create
problems.
Yes, very much. So.
That's not a problem. It's just who do you like? So, but what else is happening, Ricard? We'll wrap this up.
Before we continue on the card. This is the issue that I have with the WWE in a sense where, you know, Punk's injured, and now you have a pay per view next week. And this is the problem with WWE. They have too many pay-per-views in a year because if people keep getting injured, your star wrestlers keep being injured, then you can't expect people to pay $50 to watch your pay-per-view. And this is the problem that I have. This TLC pay-per-view means nothing.
Without the WWE title, they've had WWE.
Even with the title, it's not...
It has tables, ladders, and chairs.
You actually don't remember this. When you actually look up old pay-per-views, you forget some of them didn't have a title on them. Like old WCW pay-per-views, some of them just don't have a title. It's strange.
Yeah, but the TLC pay-per-view, I like the TLC concept, but I just feel like, to me, that it's a throwaway pay-per-view. It's because Rumble's after TLC. That's when you do the whole big build-up. And now because Punk's not there anymore, I mean, not at the TLC, and the title's not there either, it means it's just even worse now because now it's just throwaway now.
Well, it's their last pay-per-view of the year. It's kind of like let's end the year with a bang.
Oh, God. It beats New Year's Revolution. It totally, and it's a TLC pay-per-view. I love tables, ladders, and chairs.
On paper, I think you're right, Dan, but I think it's going to be, we're going to all be pleasantly surprised.
I hope so,
great.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm the only one, am I the only one here who is looking forward to it?
Well, I think with
I am kind of. I'm looking forward to seeing Tyler Black again.
I was until maybe like since Punk getting injured, I'm a bit like declining on it. But if they can do something like big and build it up properly next week on the Go Home show, then that's when it's like you know what,
too many pay per views. Like you said, there are too many pay per views, but the reality of that is that doesn't change it. If a guy gets injured on Raw 2 weeks before a pay per view, it doesn't matter how many pay per views you have in a year. What might be an issue is if he misses two consecutive pay-per-views because of his injury, and I don't think that's going to happen. And I was sort of going to say, like, oh, like, and it also sort of ties into the character. You know, especially imagine CM Punk coming out to Raw next week in a full-on cast.
You might.
Respect my injury. You're right, Fraser.
Keep smoking it for as long as possible, and then like the week before the Royal Rumble, has like The Rock reveal that he's been cleared
for five months.
I actually am looking forward to this and this pay per view. Plus, it has great Royal Rumble implications. Well, not so much great Royal Rumble implications.
I love the Royal Rumble regardless. No one can ever take that away from me. That's my favorite pay-per-view of the year.
Because of Mom as well?
No. That's your pay-per-view, but for the exact same reasons as Mom's favorite pay-per-view.
It has everything.
Everyone in it. That's my favorite part.
It has all you need in it. It's got the like underlying theme of
that's the wrestling
match. Yeah. A wrestling match where we're competing to see who's the best. You can't really have a bull finish because...
Not to mention, you almost made it, Fraze.
Okay.
I know, it's good. You're getting better. You're declining every week. It's a good show. You're like voter turnout with negative politics.
Just don't cheese him off or he'll just keep, like, continuing.
You're like voter turnout during negative politic campaigns. Yeah, just keep going down.
So what other matches do they have on the card?
I want to give your take about those that are defending the briefcase because I feel like that's I hate that because he won it. He actually earned the right to win it, and now he has to defend it now against Cena at that.
Well, I think it makes sense in storyline because Vicky Guerrero is portrayed as a weak GM.
A weak-willed GM.
And it's also sort of seemed like a little bit of a hint when Dolph Ziggler went for a hug and Vicky stopped him with...
But didn't give you a chance to change the rules.
No. Sorry, it seemed like maybe there's a little bit of inappropriate business relationship between Ziggler and... any other major titles things happening? Alberto Del Rio... Have a match?
None of those guys so far. Those guys so far don't have a match.
Who's defending the Divas? The Divas.
They haven't even got on that as well. And the Divas title, I don't know about that title anymore.
Like they had a great chance. Like the match everyone was clamoring for was Beth Phoenix versus Umaga.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean. I got you with that one.
Yes, Umaga.
Yeah. No. It's. Awesome Karma.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Awesome Karma would have been a pretty good name.
Well, Awesome Kong was a great name, and that's how you know. Karma is...
Did Tina have the rights to the...
Awesome Kong? Do you want to know what's so weird? Oksana before she came to WWE and Karma back when she was in Japan. I would. They do not look like the same person.
They don't.
Like
Asana looked really scary.
Well,
as a bodybuilder.
She doesn't look nearly as good with blonde hair.
Well, I mean, when she was in the NXT season. What season was it?
I think it was season 3. But
season 3. She looked pretty good with blonde though.
She's a pretty
good
looking
person.
But you probably were like blonde to black. Yeah, it looked improved, but she's still hot. For me, it's like. It's definitely a downgrade.
The blonde.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know how she can be so toned down now. Like she was she's huge now. You can tell she's like you couldn't tell that she even she probably does have muscles still.
Oh yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure it's a lot easier to go from looking like being a competitive bodybuilder to not looking like that. I'm also pretty sure she's got some a boob job done because I no expert in this, but I think if you're female bodybuilder, the muscles don't go back to cushy pillows. They kind of, yeah.
She must have had it then.
I'm actually going to be completely honest. If you're a former weightlifter, female weightlifter or bodybuilder, and you want to get a boob job, that is not really. I have no issue whatsoever with that. Or it's not a vanity thing. It's you are. If I had to carry around 2 deflated sacks on my chest, in front of me all the time, every time, I would fix that up, right?
Yep.
Although I kind of do, but the below the belt, if you know what I mean. And anyhow. So let's.
Do you want to talk about the fact that there are reports maybe that maybe next year Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy might make a return back to the WWE? Because Jeff Hardy's contract expires somewhere between, I think in February or March of 2013.
I don't know why he would do that. He's like this, like the building, like the thing I like about WWE right now is there. Remember, somebody said in order to have a wrestling show, you need to have young guys, old veterans, and like their top talent guys. Like, you can't just have top talent guys because then who's who. You can't have the veterans you need to have as well because they give a sense of credibility, and it's just, and the way you can, it just is a great thing. As the old people retire, the people from the mid-carders move up to take their place. The young stars go up as well. And Fraser answers a phone call, possibly. Roger's wireless.
Happy holidays, Dan. How's your Magnum?
Oh, thanks, man. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm happy with my current
I'm
going to
be honest with you right now, because we're on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
So first time I taste eggnog.
Wait, what?
I have never had eggnog before. I looked at eggnog, and I've always been kind of scared, because you think it's so egg, and then nog, and you're just like, I don't know about that.
I don't know what a knock is.
Actually, I'm impressed. I like the way TNA's style of they've taken the soap opera for guys formula, and they've definitely taken that to heart. Because that's exactly what it is. Let's go around to a backstage camera, and it's like they've done takes and they've done this all. We kind of ran out of things to talk about.
And that's when you stop.
Well, how about the Hardy Boys coming back?
Oh yeah, well that's what I was. Yeah, the Hardy Boys coming back. The Dudley, what I found interesting is that. Every single member of the WWE, when the WWE is in his tag team glory days, with the Dudley Boys, the Hardy Boys, the Edge and Christian Boys.
Sure, continue.
They every one of them went on to become former future world champions. Well, except Matt.
Or Devon. I don't think Devon was
Or a... Devon, but sorry. Matt and Devon, but the majority of them went on to become champions. And even the second tier tag teams, like the APA. Both world champions.
Yeah.
That was in their heyday.
Yeah.
We also had the New Age Outlaws who were...
Oh, you didn't know?
What's your point? I don't get what your point.
My point being, you had so much talent. So people are like, why can't they do that now? Because I don't think Primo and Epico will ever be world champions. I don't think Kane and Daniel Bryan will ever be world champions.
Whoa, they already are world champions again.
And what other major tag teams do they have? The primetime players I can see.
Maybe Titus as a world champ one day? Maybe because only his physique, I guess.
I can see both of them.
But I don't think you can justify rating a tag team division solely on whether or not people are breakout stars on their own. If anything, a better tag division is when you have tag teams that are solid together, like the Legion of Doom or the Dudley Boys, tag teams that are good when they're a unit. They're kind of cool together. I like that.
Well, the thing is, if you're a good wrestler, you're a good wrestler, and you're able to switch gears back and forth.
Yes, but I like the idea of having an attraction
The thing is, if I ever thought Matt Hardy or Jeff Hardy or any of the people in the tag team division were at world championship caliber, I would say no. Back when they were all swapping the belts and having those amazing TLC matches. And now it's clear, I've been clearly proven wrong. And especially since there was a bit of a reluctance on my part to recognize them as stars. Because it's like, Jeff Hardy? Nah. He's too small. He doesn't have the look.
No, but you make a good point. You kind of were almost reluctant because you're so used to seeing them in one capacity.
They were so... But they all were up there with the talented and ability.
Jeff Hardy's been like the ultimate underdog because I remember back in 08, 09 when he had that title reign there a few times. It was amazing. When he won the title, I wasn't totally sold on him being the champion, but with his matches with Triple H and with his matches with CM Punk, it really propelled him to the top. I'm thinking to myself, this guy is actually a legitimate World Heavyweight Championship contender. And I think with these guys coming back next year, I don't think that WWE needs those two guys. And I like Jeff Hardy too. I've actually really grown on the guy in his last WWE run. But I feel like that these two guys coming back maybe next year, I don't really like that because...
They're so good in the positions they're in the companies
they really
they're
are.
In.
Well, Jeff Hardy's built a huge brand for himself in TNA. Matt Hardy's, he's feuding with Adam Cole in ROH now. He has that big pay-per-view coming up.
Or he can have a spotlight solely on him.
Yes.
I think we have to acknowledge that there is a huge difference between ROH and TNA.
But WWE makes stars. I'd like to see people if they can work in other environments. Just for my own curiosity before I see them back in the WWE.
Yes.
As a fan of wrestling. Is that a wrong thing to say? Or would you rather see them in...
Well, I know you like CM Punk better when he was in ROH.
I don't like CM Punk ever. To be quite frank with you. I mean, I like him, but not that much. Not as much as people say.
The thing is, you like CM Punk, but people love CM Punk, and you don't like that.
Exactly. Well, I just don't think he's as good a talker as people say. He's like, he's the next Stone Cold Steve. He's nowhere near. I say the truth. Oh, big deal. You break the fourth wall. That's the easiest way to get over. Oh, look at him. He's saying real facts and figures. That's boring. That's science. It
I'm
is.
I'm sure wrestling science is a completely different term entirely. While we're on the topic of the Royal Rumble, and because we might as well sink a good ship while it's still afloat and just on its thing.
Skeleton crew, firebrand. Historically, people would tie ships with skeleton crews and light them on fire to attack other people. You've learned something today.
Yes, I have, actually.
That's actually what was used for the Spanish Armada for England to win.
Precisely.
I'm not a big fan of sort of rooting for the Catholic Spain, but...
No, man, I gotta go for England with their tinier whatever.
Yeah, but England also were Anglicans.
They're also kind of... Well, so what? It was like the Yankees versus the Red Sox.
Yeah, and except the Yankees never beheaded the Red Sox.
They both beheaded each other.
Well, Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah, I'm trying. Fraser, that's not the religion. It's Navy. It has nothing to do with religion. It's two navies against each other. We're just using the backing of that as, you know, to give it some prestige. It's Navy.
No, but it's, like, I'm sort of torn because, on the one hand, like, that's, it's like Fraser, Catholic Fraser, Spain Fraser. And Anglican England. I'm one of each, so, yeah.
What are you doing? Okay. Anyway. Oh my good lord. Is it not true what I said about history? That people used fire ships.
Yes, they did.
Thank you. That's all I want to
hear. Well, the thing is...
I don't know. But I know. But this pay-per-view, I'm sold on it. Are you sold on it?
I don't know. I'm not too sold on it yet. I want to see what they can do when they build the home. The go-home show next week.
So you're on the fence.
I'm on the fence, yes.
And you, Fraser?
I'm pretty much sold on TLC.
All right, then you're sold on the concept. I'm sold on the last match, and you need some time.
Yes.
That's our...
weekly wrestling review?
No. I'm trying to think of a way to name this. That's like a titular thing. That was our premonitions? Inklings?
Those are our thoughts and predictions for this week. If you have anything else, hit us up on Twitter.
Twitter doesn't work. It's just painted on the website. You click on it, nothing happens. We should fix that.
We should actually fix that.
No Facebook or whatever that orange thing is. I don't know what it is, but it's there on our website. LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn.
like we're a business.
Yeah, what the...
If you wanted to make it so we can maybe make it more interactive for our allegedly 50
viewers,
what you could do is you could have a sort of like a pro-line betting thing and have like Internet champion.
Frazier, we cannot get involved in gambling. That is all kinds of illegal.
I never said with money, Jed. Like, they do this thing with the...
do like a pool, whatever?
Well, like, have you ever seen Monday Night Football?
Oh, like a poll. We can do polls. Yeah, we can do polls.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Right. Yeah, do like a poll. Yeah,
we'll do polls. We'll do polls. Look out for that. We'll
yes,
do polls.
And also, I think next week I want to do something very special because since it's the holidays, I was thinking we should actually. well, I'm not sure if you guys have a copy of like one of those Christmas
December to Dismember.
Yes, we should do that. Because it is a December pay-per-view, and I know you guys, the anniversary is actually just this past week, I think.
Or we could go with the opposite direction and review...
SummerSlam.
No, I was going to say something that I would regret.
All right, then don't say it.
You might have to bleep this out, too, but no. Santa with muscles?
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be the best.
That'd be a good idea. I think we should do that.
All right.
And done.
If we can make it through Santa with muscles,
yes,
we'll be the greatest show on
it. Yes.
Why don't we just throw on the China sex tape as well, just to make things that happen?
No, Santa with muscles. And that's all I will tolerate for one day. Thank you, and be safe out there. Have a happy holiday
season. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, next week.